David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host, and I'll be your drill sergeant this entire month as we roll out our New Year's Resolution Boot Camp. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. That's because I am a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. We're live in the studio right now, but I'm not in Oakland. I'm down in sunny Southern California. Sorry. Anyways, you maybe have a question, something's on your mind. My phone still works. You can still give me a call. This is my number. It's 866-PROTECT. Isn't that a great number? 866-PROTECT. You can call me right now if you have a question. Maybe you want to know what you should be doing this year to get set up to invest or build a 401k plan or even a legal question. I got a great divorce question this week. Helped somebody out with that. Anyway, you can give me a call, 866-PROTECT. Or maybe something happens during the week and you just want to get some help. You can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio. Again, that's PYA Radio. Anytime you like. And that's my handle, at PYA Radio. This entire month has been so much fun. We've taken this hour each week to help you get into financial shape for 2019. That's why we call it a boot camp. It's a fitness boot camp for your finances. And this will be the last of our four-part series for the month of January. You may remember we started the month off with basic training, how to do some basic things, and then we dove into taxes, and then how you should look at the new 5x7 tax card and how you're going to have to fill that out here in a couple months and what you should do about it. And then last week we were talking about the habits of millionaires, but this week's going to be, I think, pretty interesting as well, because we're going to continue the theme by helping you avoid what I perceive to be landmines out there in terms of investments for choices for 2019. So as you build your portfolio, you want to make sure that you're watching out for volatility that could come out of nowhere. If Christmas, remember Christmas Eve? If that's any indication of what's coming this year and how risky and how quick the market can be, then you're going to want to do yourself a favor and listen very closely today as I share seven landmines that you want to watch out for as you build your portfolio for 2019. These are the investments that you should consider unloading, or maybe even just getting out of them altogether, because again, if they go a bad direction, that could ruin your whole performance. So it's a brand new year. Take a big gulp of that Starbucks, get your notes open, and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier. It's going to be a great show. So keep it right here. Let's get started. So again, another positive week for most of the indexes. The Dow Jones finished up barely 0.1% to finish up for the fifth week in a row. It was led by stocks like IBM showing really good earnings. S&P 500, though, was down 0.3%. Not a lot, but again, negative. And so that got people thinking again, particularly Tuesday. We had Monday was a holiday, and Tuesday the markets opened up. And because there was really no momentum happening with China, all of a sudden the markets had a bad day. Dow was down 300 points on Tuesday, S&P down 137, NASDAQ down 136. So again, those fears were coming back again. And that's why today's subject is going to be really important about what you want to miss and get out of. Gold for the week finished up 1.2%, and oil snapped their two-week winning streak. settle at $56 a barrel. So overall, the markets are just kind of hanging in there, but it seems like anything could bring it down. So that's why we look at the economy. And you may know that each month we sit down with our resident expert, Dr. Stephen Lee, and we review the markets and see what's coming our way. And so this past week was interesting in that they avoided the longest government shutdown, as you know by now. So we have a three-week reprieval, if you will. Well, maybe they'll work something out. But anyway, government's back to functioning again, so that should help a little bit. Then we also had housing come out this week. And so for December, this was interesting. If you're, you know, this will be part of my theme today about housing and buying housing. How do you think about that now, given the fact that we just saw the December housing sales drop 6.4%? Now, that was a very large drop. We haven't seen one like that in a long time. And so that shows that the real estate market is slowing down. But get this, this is interesting. The average price for a home in the United States, this was for 2018, was $259,000. That may seem like a bargain in the Bay Area, but that's the highest level it's ever been. So that's positive for national home prices. But in terms of sales, it's slowing down. The market is cooling down. Another strong number we saw, and I think this is what's holding up the economy right now, what's helped drive the market, is the applications for unemployment. They're at their lowest level, get this, since 1969. So a lot more people are working now. That's really holding up this market, I think, in a lot of ways. We also heard out of Europe this week that it's unlikely that they're going to be raising rates anytime soon. So that's going to be good for the market, because as we just saw with our Fed, they obviously changed their opinion in terms of what they're going to do with rates. And so now there's a clear reaction to not raising rates too fast. And so Europe's, I think, now following our lead and saying the same thing. Mario Draghi spoke this week. And so what do I think growth's going to look like this year? I've been giving you some hints about the S&P 500 last week, talked about that. I think that the overall growth for this year, we're going to see somewhere between 0 and 2.25% in terms of our total GDP and growth. So no recession this year. I'll use the bad R word, recession. But we're going to be growing slower than what we were used to, because you may remember last year we had some solid over 4%, and that was fast. But now I wouldn't expect that for such a large economy like ours. I think it's going to slow down quite a bit, but I think this is going to help. I think this is going to keep the Fed not raising interest rates. So I don't think we're going to see it this year. And I think that we could at some point this year, and this is where you want to be careful and you want to listen to the show today, we're going to talk about retesting the lows that we saw possibly again, that we saw Christmas Eve. It is possible. But if it's like 1978, we could test the highs again. So we could get there sooner than we go the other way, which means that if we have good earnings this fourth quarter, and next week's going to be really exciting with a lot of companies coming out announcing their earnings. If we get a trade deal with China anytime here soon, the Davos and Switzerland summit was just finished, and they were talking about how China wants to make a deal, how they want to buy more of our goods, how they want to commit to us owning 100% business interests in China. This is all good. And if any of that happens, I think we could test the highs we saw last October across the S&P and the Dow. And if we do, that's great. That's great. And that may be a time for you to rethink your portfolio. So what am I advising you to do right now? Stay the course. Stay the course right now. Don't overreact. And things you should be looking at right now. I like emerging markets. I think those are super interesting. If you're going to buy any sort of fixed income in your portfolio. So I had a call yesterday. I was talking on another station about someone who had called in about their allocation to bonds. And so I said, you know, if you're 60 years old, as a general rule, you may want to have 60% of your assets in fixed income or safe alternative, safe money. What am I talking about there? Short-term bonds. So 0 to 2 years out, fixed indexed annuities, fixed index universal life, maybe tax-free bonds if you can get a good interest rate and a good issuer, gold. If you're going to buy stocks, look for higher quality stocks. Also, the airlines look kind of interesting to me right now as well. Next week, this is going to be an exciting week. It's a big week for earning. Tuesday, we have Apple. We're going to have Amazon and Facebook next week. Wednesday, we have Boeing. We have Microsoft, Visa. The Fed's going to meet on Wednesday, but again, I don't expect any action out of there. And Friday, The government monthly employment report is going to come out. And as you know, the employment report always has some sort of an indication and movement on the overall market. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, which index fund do you want to stay clear of right now? You're going to be surprised at the answer. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
This will shock you. Have you seen the new tax card you're supposed to fill out in a couple months? Simpler? Well, no. It's downright confusing, to say the least. Hey, it's David Hollander from the Protect Your Assets show. Did you know that you're probably paying more in taxes right now than you need to? It doesn't have to be this way. It is possible to reposition your investments and create tax-free income. Think about how good that sounds. Tax-free income. Don't just file your taxes. Get a well-thought-out strategy in place right now. In my office, we have a CPA, 3 estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial advisors to help you protect your investments. To find out what we can do for you, call this number, 1-866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and start paying less taxes today, 866-PROTECT.
If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. That's 1-866-PROTECT. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. It doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. Ooh, that feels good. I got that reverb out of my headphones here. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and our goal this week is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressful life. We just have too much stress. So breathe in through your nose with me right now. Exhale through your mouth. Doesn't that feel good? I feel better. All right. Today's a truly special episode dedicating to helping you avoid landmines. We're doing a boot camp this whole month, and I figured, hey, there's these financial landmines out there, and I want to tell you about them so you can get them out of your portfolio or just avoid them altogether if you're trying to build yourself a portfolio right now. And let's face it, there is never a shortage of ways to put your money to work. I mean, I was listening to different shows this morning. You got your gambling show. You got your market trader because you're an expert. Whatever. I mean, all these different ideas, right? Anyway, let's talk about something that's always looking pretty good. But steering clear of, say, a particular index, like a stock, or even an entire investment category, can be pretty rewarding, particularly if it doesn't work out. It could knock out all your returns. So when you sidestep or you miss a setback, it actually makes your total return so much better, which really means that your portfolio performance at your end is that much stronger. So today, I'm advising you of what I perceive as the landmines we're going to avoid here in 2019. And I want to start out with something that's simple. It's been talked about a lot. And I'm not saying that maybe for your gambling portfolio, you have a little bit in there, but I'm going to say avoid Bitcoin. Because look at it this way. Bitcoin's pulled back over 80% from December 2017. And there's still a large group of people who believe that cryptocurrency is going to rebound and become the game changer it originally was billed to be, and it could be, but I certainly don't want you putting a big part of your portfolio in that stock. So just stay away from it. There are all different types of ways to get involved with it. I'm not saying it's not the future and it's not something that you don't maybe want to be involved in, but think about it in terms of going to Las Vegas. It really is that sort of a open frontier. And there's a lot of choices, and just to get lucky and pick it, it's kind of like putting it on black in a way. So I would suggest that with all the excitement around that category, and if you are interested in it, we did a show last year. You can go back and listen to our podcast on our website, libertygroupllc.com. LibertyGroupLLC.com. If you scroll down a bit, you'll see Listen to the Show podcast. You can go back and listen to our show last year. We did with a cryptocurrency expert. We talked about that and all the different types of ways to work with the blockchain technology and how these data are mined. But there's still a lot of questions out there, and people just don't know the answers to which technology will ultimately work. How's it going to interact with fintech, and which tokens will ultimately prevail in any sort of a business application? These are all questions. And so when there's questions, there's speculation. And when there's speculation, you don't want to put a large part of your portfolio in that. Okay, so enough of that. So that's one of the landmines to avoid. Next, if you're feeling nervous about the market right now, maybe you're a little bit anxious and you're wondering about your retirement. What if you didn't have to be nervous or anxious? Well, confidence comes from knowing that you have a written retirement income plan. And so investors have been on edge because the markets are so volatile. I mean, look at last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, right after we came back from vacation, Friday seemed like things were setting up nicely. But, we saw Tuesday happen again. So people are on edge, and many are calling for more losses in the market. This week we had the summit there in Switzerland, and Ray Dalio, who's a great investor, you know, he's cautious. He's talking about a slowdown and saying that, you know, there could be this recession in 2020. And this could cause your savings to go down quite a bit, and that doesn't feel good. So what should you do to protect yourself? Many would agree that real estate is typically a good long-term investment. But there's one type of real estate that appears to be cooling off and slowing down, and it's Bay Area residential. So if you buy a home to live in for the long term, that seems to be a good idea, particularly when your alternative is renting at these high rates that we're paying now in downtown San Francisco and now Oakland. These rents are going up big time. So mortgage payments can feel uncomfortable when you lock them in and you get into it, particularly at these housing prices you're seeing right now. And don't forget that if you buy a house, it requires maintenance. It's not just, you know, your payment and you're done. You're going to have taxes, insurance. Things are going to break. You're going to have to pay and fix those things. But what's great about buying real estate, obviously, as you build equity and the payment that you pay typically remains flat for life if you get a fixed rate loan, then that payment, part of that payment goes to pay down your principal, which in turn is like a savings account. Now, rent, on the other hand, almost always rises and will always chip away at your disposable monthly income, and it provides no tax breaks. So a careful look at the recent data, and this was something I talked about last segment, reveals that the value of homes overall is still rising, but the pace of that forward progress, it's slowing down. Looking at the third quarter of last year and the third quarter through 2018, homeowners saw their weakest equity gain in 2 years. So this points to a reversal of the trend that we've seen since the 2008 financial crisis. And so this year, 2019, knowing that we probably have some sort of a slowdown or some sort of a, the recession word means that the economy starts going the other direction. Not that it's just slowing down, but it goes the other direction. We're not seeing that right at the moment, but usually real estate prices are a good indication of that. And so right now I'm just urging you to be careful. If you're going to go out and buy a new home in the Bay Area right now at these prices, you may want to wait a little bit. You may want to rent a little bit longer, keep that powder dry, and be ready to strike when the opportunity comes, which could be, you know, 15% lower than where prices are right now. Talking about a recession, one reason people invest in real estate is to provide diversification and, more importantly, income, even in troubling times. Have you thought about how much income you're going to need for retirement? And where is that income going to come from? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a written income plan to ensure that you have more than enough income coming in each and every month? Trust me, hope is not a plan. A plan is a plan. You could possibly use some help with a retirement income analysis. We can show you how it may be possible to retire with more income and more confidence through our exclusive OnTrack retirement review process. As part of your OnTrack retirement review, we run a retirement income analysis to see how you can maximize your income in retirement. What that means to you is that you could focus on enjoying retirement instead of worrying about falling short. Remove the gray area. Wondering if you're going to have enough to last is just not the way to do it. So take action now. Request your on-track retirement review by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. If you don't have a rock-solid written income plan, call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT. That's what we do. We try and protect your assets. So for our on-track retirement review with our team at the Liberty Group, call this number, 866-PROTECT. They say that bonds are a safer place to invest than stocks. Find out what you need to know right now about bonds and 2019. Keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Follow David on Twitter and tweet him a question. Just go to @PYARadio. That's @PYARadio. Rest is not idleness. And to lie sometimes on the grass under trees on a summer's day, listening to the murmur of the water or watching the clouds float across the sky is by no means a waste of time. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. That song just makes me feel so good. How about you? Anyways, listen, this has been a fun week, month. We've been doing the boot camp. This is the Financial Academy boot camp. And I hope you've gotten a lot of good out of it and you're putting some of those ideas to work. If you missed any of it, it's been such a fun month. We've been doing Razzle Dazzle and the Bill Murray and all the fun, great stuff that from all the Army movies of the past. If you've missed any, you can always go to our podcast. Go check out our new website. It's really cool. The guys and gals worked really hard on it, and you should go look at it. It's all new, and there's interactive pages there, and there's newsletters, and all kinds of great free stuff for you. Go to libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. And when you get there, you'll see all kinds of different information, podcasts, and so forth. And that's where you can find the shows that we did the beginning of this month. We started out with your building a financial plan. How do you just get started? That was the first show. The second show was all about taxes, and taxes right now are changing. We have this new card you have to fill out, and it's pretty confusing. So we have our in-house CPA on that show with me, Mark Dinkle, and the tax man, and the Sandman, the tax man, are doing their thing talking about the new card and what you need to know about it. And then last week's show, we were talking about the habits of these millionaires I've worked with in the Bay Area and some really good ideas from them that you can put to work. And so this week, we thought we'd continue the theme, and we're talking about landmines. And so there's these investments out there for 2019 that you want to avoid, and we're going through those. And so last segment, I was talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, how you just want to be really careful about that and don't make that your retirement plan. You know, don't put all your money in one Bitcoin, if you will. It's not a good idea. Also, we talked about buying residential properties. I don't think right now in the Bay Area, unless you're getting a really good deal and you know it's a really good deal, that you should be buying a property, particularly if you're a first-time home buyer. I know that sounds contradictory, but right now the markets are slowing down, and I think that this is a time where you could be making a mistake. So be careful about that if you're doing it. I'm not saying don't buy one, but wait till the better opportunity, which I think could be next year. Because all likelihood right now, we're looking at a possible pullback or slowdown and even a recession. It's out on the horizon at some point. And so if you're ready, you could take advantage of that. Today is a special episode because the last thing you want to do is to step into a bear trap. Ow, those hurt. And so you want advice, you want coaching to help you steer clear of any hazards and traps that lay in wait, because the last thing you want is to open up your statement this year and see that you lost a bunch of money and not know why. And so we want to help you avoid making these mistakes and watching your wealth disappear when the market falls, say, 20, 30, or even 40% this year, which can happen because this is the way the market tends to work. We had a pretty serious pullback Christmas Eve. Everybody remembers that. It was pretty strong, and it happened pretty quickly. And that can happen again. History has shown that markets like to retest their previous low, and that could happen here in the near future. And if it does, you want to be in the right position so your portfolio reacts the way you want it to react and not the other way around. So that leads me to this next investment. This one has gained incredible popularity in the last 10 years as more and more investors pour just tons of money into these sort of things. And what they are is they chase the returns in the stock market. And unfortunately, this could be the detriment of many investors in a very unexpected way. What am I talking about? I'm talking about passive U.S. equity funds, like, say, an S&P 500 index fund. You may say, what? Really? Well, with the weaker dollar, the dollar has become weaker. And now our national debt, go check it out. Our national debt right now is over $22 trillion. Think about that, $22 trillion. The amount of debt that's accumulating each quarter is becoming more massive and more massive. And so a passive index like the S&P 500 is full of overvalued momentum type stocks, and they overweight the most overvalued momentum stocks that, when things go the other way, will move that index down so much quicker than anything else that's, say, more actively managed, where someone selects particular stocks and is ready for a particular type of downturn. And this kind of struck me recently this week. We had a client who had called in and he wanted me to review his 401k with him, and I was kind of shocked about it. So it's not just straight, say, like an S&P 500 index fund. It could also be a pure equity-based index fund that has a blend in it. So this one was a 60-40 type portfolio. It was called a 2015 type, which held 60% of their assets in a pre-selected basket of stocks, and the other 40% were in bonds. So you add to that, the 40% that was allocated to bonds is dealing with this. In the bond market right now, this is the third year of a very long bear market when it comes to bonds. If you go look at the 10-year treasury, you'll see the movement we've seen just in the last 3 months. Now, this has been after a 36-year bull market for bonds. So bonds have been the easy way to offset equity risk for decades, but I think that strategy right now is starting to unwind. And so you've got to be careful about this. And so what caused me to think about it was this week, again, sitting there with a client, we were talking about his 401k, talking about the allocation that we had chosen for him. And he was just wondering, you know, what he should be doing. And so we looked at all the different fund choices in the 401k. And one of the fund choices he had was a 2015 fund. And this fund, I'm going to grab it. This fund dropped 5.92%. So in the last 3 months, it went down 5.92%. And we were saying, well, that's a 2015 fund. Okay, what does that mean? Well, that means that you retired in 2015 and you had your money sitting in that fund and just left it there because you thought that it was the safest alternative in this selection of funds, because the next one in the choice is a 2020 fund and then a 2025. And so you would think if you're just going to allocate your money into a target date type fund, that when you get to that date, that's it, right? You're done. You're not going to want to move it around anymore because now you're retired. Now, again, this person didn't have this fund, but what was shocking was that he went down, he would have gone down had he been in it, 5.92% over the last 3 months. And that just wasn't acceptable. That wasn't a good level of risk for him to be involved with at this point of his retirement horizon. So that leads us to the next decision, which is, well, how do you know which funds you should be in right now, particularly when we're seeing the type of volatility that we saw Christmas Eve? Great question. So one of the things you can do right now is you can check your risk assessment. And this is something called Riskalyze. And I've talked about this on previous shows. And for a lot of our clients who really took advantage of this and used the tool, when Christmas Eve came and went, we didn't get very many calls because they knew or had a feeling for what sort of volatility they were going to experience in their portfolios. And they were okay with that because they understood that each position had a certain amount of risk associated with it. And when you put them all together, they got a score. And their score may have been a 35 or a 42 or a 55. Again, these are out of 100. But that score correlated to a certain percentage downside and a percentage upside. And they were comfortable with that. And so we have the technology now and the ability to really dial in your portfolio to what I'll call it your sleep factor. It's kind of like if you have one of those mattresses, the sleep mattress. I haven't bought one because I just don't have one. I've heard they're pretty nice. So anyway, you can dial in your particular sleep comfort, but you can also do that with your portfolio now. You have the ability to dial in your comfort level when it comes to your portfolio. And so that's something that you should take advantage of, particularly if you're building a portfolio as part of your financial plan. The other idea I would give you right now is stay away from individual stocks. Right now, a lot of people are speculating about PG&E, about GE. Those are two stocks that I don't think I would get involved with right now. Those are two areas that just seem to be too speculative for me. So I would say stay away from things like that as well. Those are potential landmines that could really have some serious implications if they don't work out. So I understand the volatility sounds exciting and they seem like good companies, but again, just be careful of things like that. Okay. So back to building your portfolio. Now would be a time to think about your retirement, and maybe you're counting down the days till retirement. So our advice is don't go it alone. Just because you have enough money to retire doesn't mean that you have to retire. We've helped over thousands of clients retire comfortably because we've helped them design a written income plan. And so one of my suggestions now is to develop yourself an income plan. Not only figure out your risk with your money, but also develop an income plan. Because if you don't develop an income plan, then you really don't know what you're doing and you don't know where you're trying to go. And if you don't know where you're trying to go, how are you going to get there? So I recommend that you start out first with a plan that's specific for your situation, that lines out when you're going to retire, that walks you through the steps of where your income is going to come from, how much Social Security should you take and when. Everyone we sit down with, and I had three people this week who came into my office who thought they knew about Social Security. On the income statement that we'll send you, this little help starter kit we'll send you. Hold on, I'll let you know how you get that. You write down things like your Social Security. And so these clients who had come in had written down, you know, when I'm 67, my Social Security will be this. And that's fine. That's a great starting point, but I want to know more. And so I walk them all through how you go to ssa.gov and you pull up your own Social Security statement. And then you look at what your benefits are for your 62, for your full retirement age, which may be a 67. And then also your maximum benefit at age 70, because after 70, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Then we also look at your earnings history. And then if you're married, we want to look at your spouse's information as well, because you're going to blend that. And in our plan, we're going to figure out the best way to maximize your Social Security. So that's what these plans are all about. And so what I equate this to is kind of like taking an x-ray. You know, if you want to figure out what's broken or where the problems are, then you need to take an x-ray or a CAT scan and really figure out where the fracture is. Because this stuff is complicated. The more you start to add on top of it, the more you start to build it, it becomes difficult, particularly if you don't do this every day. So that's why in my office, we have a team of experts who work on your side, who help you build your own plan. And that's why I have a CPA in my office who's ready to sit at the table with us and work with us. I have three estate planning attorneys there who will sit down with you as well and look at your estate plan, your will, your trust. Seeing a lot more of those right now. A lot of people are wondering if they even need a trust. Now with this new estate tax law that just changed, it's now effective this year, it's brand new. You may not even need a trust because there's a lot of extra benefits that have come through this new tax code that maybe you could take advantage of. So the way I see it, there's really two types of taxpayers. And as we go into tax season, think about this. There's people who are informed, and then there's people who are uninformed. Who do you think pays more taxes? We want to help you take advantage of the new tax laws and become informed. So if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, maybe even a savings account at the bank, just add them all up. And as long as you're at 250 or greater, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets life plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team right now. Dial this number, 866-PROTECT. These are folks who are on my team. Give them a call and request your own personal meeting and get ready to move in 2019, because there's all sorts of great opportunities out there. Coming up next, when we come back, I've got a couple more landmines you want to avoid. You're going to want to hear what these are. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. It's not the final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And that's right, you heard the announcer talking about our workshops. We have one coming up this Thursday. Actually, I will be doing it. It will be Thursday in Walnut Creek at Scott's Restaurant. Starting around 6:30, we'll be kicking things off. I'll have a special table there for my KNBR listeners. So if you call right now, you can reserve your seat. 866-PROTECT. Tell me you want to be at the KNBR table, 866-PROTECT. You can always go to the website and register there as well if you'd like to bring a friend. Again, it's LibertyGroupLLC.com, LibertyGroupLLC.com. When you get there, you'll see at the top of the screen it says Attend an Event. You can just click on that, take you to our web section that talks about the workshops, and you can register right there. There's a little button on the right that says Register, and there you go. You're in. So we'll look forward to meeting you and seeing you this Thursday night at Scott's in Walnut Creek. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Dave Kawayoshi, Lily Lorenz, Jane Valancourt, and Mark Gersh. Happy birthday. Hope you guys have a wonderful birthday week. So this entire month, we've been doing what I call the boot camp. And we've been helping you get into financial shape by really focusing and zeroing in on what it is you're trying to do if you're thinking about retiring and just your investments in general. And so we started out the month with a pretty simple show about just building a plan and thinking about things and paying yourself first. And then the next show we did was all about taxes. And taxes right now are really changing. There's a lot going on with the new tax code and the new tax forms you have to fill out. In fact, it's a little card. And there's a lot of complexity there. So we did a whole show on that. You can listen to these on our podcast again, which you find on our website, LibertyGroupLLC.com. And then last week we were talking about the habits that I've learned from very successful people in the Bay Area and how you can take those habits and apply them to what you're trying to do and hopefully build your future and your financial net worth as you enjoy your life every day, which is what it's all about, right? So anyway, and then this week we're talking about things to avoid. And so there's landmines out there that you want to miss. And so the last couple segments, we were walking through all of those. And that leads me to the next one. And this next one really is one of the most expensive types of investments that are out there. And we've been talking about one last investment that you should avoid here. And this is one that's probably one of the riskiest and most expensive places you could put your money. And I see these over and over again, which are called variable annuities. Now, annuities tend to get a bad rap. And certainly you need to know all about them before you look at them, because there's many different types. And just to say they're all bad is just not really smart because they're not. There's some good ones, and they serve purposes for different things. It's like a tool. If you're someone like me and you use tools around the house, you know that a flathead screwdriver will not drive in a Phillips head screw. It just doesn't work. It usually doesn't fit. So it's the same thing with annuities. Think about them like a different type of bit, a drill bit. You could have a hexagon. You could have a flathead. You could have a Phillips. They're all different, and they do different types of tasks when it comes to doing a particular type of job. And so when you think about a variable annuity, or if you get offered a variable annuity, or if you have a variable annuity, you want to take a look at them and you want to understand the following. So if you would grab a pen and a paper and write these things down, these are the things you want to ask and find out about with a variable annuity. First are, what are the maintenance fees? Is there any just basic maintenance fee that you have to pay? Because some, depending on the balance, will charge you a fee. What are the annual expenses associated with owning this particular investment? They have what's called an M&E fee, and these are usually maintenance and expenses. These are things that just to run the operation that they charge. And so you can get a number. It could be 95 basis points. It could be 1.15%. They just have different rates. But find out what your annual expenses are just to own this, just to operate it. Next, find out the funds. They're called sub-accounts. And sub-accounts are typically a different type of style. It could be growth. It could be small cap value. It could be anything. All types of different things. And there's many choices, which is not a bad thing. That's good. But they do cost money. And so you should find out what are the costs of each one of those fund options that you're considering or looking at. Usually you'll find that in the prospectus. Usually you can go to a website for that company and look them up. They're usually pretty easy to find. And you want to find out what is the annual expenses just to own that particular fund choice or choices if you're going to have multiple funds. The next thing is, a lot of these annuities have what's called riders, and they could be income riders or death benefit riders, long-term care riders. They're getting very creative. So find out what that rider cost you, because once again, you elect to do this, that's going to be an annual fee that you're going to have each and every year going forward. And you want to make sure that if you have a rider doing, again, a particular job, like I'll compare it to the flathead screwdriver again, make sure that you want it to drive that flathead screw, because in the future you may buy this option, but then you never use it. And guess what? You've paid for it. And I hear that a lot with long-term care. People say, I don't want to buy long-term care because I may never get sick. And that's true. You may never get sick, but if you do, how are you going to pay for it? And if you do buy insurance to pay for it, what is it going to cost you? And what is it going to do for you? And how does it coordinate in, again, with your overall financial plan? Because you may have other assets that you could use to pay for that. So it's just a way to think about this subject a little bit differently, and just don't get all excited about the particular product option. I had a client in this week who was really, because she was there and he was there, and they're both doctors, both smart people, and he was saying, you know, you don't really need that thing. And she said, oh, but it's got the long-term care. And she was really excited about talking about the long-term care and the death benefit for her son. And I said, well, do you really need that? And she said, well, I'm not sure. It sounds so good. And he just kept telling me all the information that obviously the person had told her about it when she bought it. But it's not necessarily fitting her whole plan because she doesn't have a plan. So does this really make sense? And it just shocks me how people just will buy things without really thinking about how they fit into the bigger picture. And it really is a bigger picture if you think about it. You really need to have everything kind of coordinate with each other, your taxes, your income, your investments, your legal issues, your long-term care, your life insurance. It all, I think, goes together, and they should work in harmony together like a nicely functioning V8 engine. You know, those pistons all move nice and they put out a nice horsepower. And if you tune it properly, you get a little more horsepower out of it. And that's what your financial plan should be like. Should be the same thing. Should all work well together. So I want to ask you a question. We've had a massive tax law change. You know this. And so I think one of the best things you can do right now is to plan smart when it comes to your taxes, because they're not that far off. As you know, April 15th is right around the corner. And so that's what we do with our clients proactively. In fact, we're doing it right now. We had folks in this week we were sitting down with going through their 1099s with them, going through what sort of taxes they're going to pay, and even some last-minute opportunities that they could do before they file to help them pay less. When was the last time your financial advisor sat down with you and helped you do this? Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to me today so you can understand how you could possibly do something better. And if your advisor isn't helping you with your tax situation, they don't intimately know where your income's coming from and how it relates to maybe your Social Security income or maybe your rental income, do they really know your full situation? I can tell you as an insider that you cannot have an investment strategy that is tax efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your tax situation intimately. It's kind of like a radiologist not looking at an x-ray, but saying, oh, I know where the fracture is. It's in your foot. Huh? Last time I heard, there was hundreds of bones in my foot. So it's complicated. I understand. And that's why you need people working on your side who have experience, who do this every day. In my office, we have a CPA. We have three estate planning attorneys and a team, not just one, a team of educated, qualified financial advisors who want to help you. So the way I see it, there's two types of taxpayers, the informed and the uninformed. Who do you think pays more in taxes? Well, we want to help you take advantage of this and pay less taxes. So here's what I want to say. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, an IRA, heck, even if you have savings at the bank, add them all up together. And if you're over 250, here's what I'll do for the first 10 callers right now. We're going to help you design your own tax financial plan right now at no charge, which you have to call me right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. The number again is 866-PROTECT. Protect more of that hard-earned money that you work so hard for. You're not doing this for charity. 866-PROTECT. Again, my number, 866-PROTECT. All right. I want to wish my team a big thanks for putting together a great show today. It's been a lot of fun, particularly this whole month. So big hats off to these guys. They did a lot of hard work, and I really appreciate it. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, always there and always showing up, Kevin Renfer, and, of course, all my fabulous producers back in the studio, Matt, Dora, Valerie, Allison, Jordan, and Hayden. Thanks again for all you do, you guys. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.